Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love. Welcome to Everlasting Love. I'm excited just to spend time with you today because I want to share with you about God's plan for you to succeed in every single thing that you put your hand to in life. Do you believe that? Did you know that that's what you're actually made for? You were created to be fruitful and to multiply. It's absolutely the truth. And if you're watching today, and you have dealt with failures and discouragement, and you know, you just don't see the pattern of success in your life, today is going to be your turning point. I am contending for you. I'm going to decree over you. Things are going to shift in the spirit over your life, and you're going to escalate into success, into fruitfulness, and into God's goodness like never before. So I want to start out by reading some scriptures to you. These are out of my course, actually, called Keys to Success. I'm a certified life coach, and I love coaching believers to be all that they can be in the Lord. I also love doing executive coaching and coaching leaders because I know that God's plan for every single person is to succeed. I know that He wants them to be fruitful. So it's easy to coach people when you know what the outcome is. It's easy to be in their cheering section and say, come on, you can do it. And sometimes it just takes a few little keys, a few little insights to get people on their way. In fact, I love it when these courses get into the hands of young people, teenagers, even children, and you get those principles into their life right from the very beginning so that they can build on core values, on core beliefs, and just soar into the fullness of all that God has for them. It's so easy when you understand the truth. So we actually have a life coaching site called PatriciaKingLifeCoach.com that if you go there, you can see lots of the different materials that I've developed to be able to help you in your personal growth and development. But this one, Keys to Success, is so good. And we also have our book, 10 Keys to Success, that is a great book to just go through over and over again, getting those principles on the inside and then passing those principles on to others. So let's look at the Bible, though, and see what the Bible has to say about success, because do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's God's will for you to succeed? Because if you know it's His will and He's committed to that, then you can take hold of that in the spirit and run with it. You're going to run with it after this program. I believe that. So John 10:10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. And so Jesus, His purpose in coming was so that He could deliver you from failure and put you into success, to put you into an abundant life in every single thing that you put your hand to. I think too often as Christians, we just put up with failure sometimes when we don't need to, because God wants you always to end up in success in everything that you do. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that in all respects, you may prosper or succeed and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. So God wants you to understand His word, His will, and His way, so that you will prosper in everything. You'll succeed in everything that you put your hand to. What a life we live as a Christian. I expect everything I do to produce good fruit. I expect everything that I do to have a good outcome. And so as I'm walking with the Lord every day, I lean on His promises. I lean on His word because He said it. He said it. He didn't create me to fail every day. He created me to succeed every day. And He created you for that purpose as well. In Joshua 1:7, It says, only be strong and courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law or according to all of God's word. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left so that you have success wherever you go. How would you like that to be your testimony, that in every place you go, in everything you put your hand to, it all comes up roses. It just all comes up into success and favor. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. It says, the Lord will command the blessing to come upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. So that word bless is in the connotation of being successful. In John 15, 7 and 8, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. In other words, that you are successful. And so you prove to be my disciples. You see, when people are successful, who are God's children, it gives him glory. It puts them in the right light. It puts them in the right perspective in people's eyes, saying, wow, this God that they serve, he just makes all their kids succeed. It's awesome, because that's what your portion is, that you would succeed in all things. That is what I strive for. It says, you know, it says so right in the Bible, these scriptures that we are reading. We need to adhere to this word. 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. So it says that you are destined to succeed, to be an overcomer in everything. So it's not to say that problems won't come into your life. Everyone has problems. Everyone has things to overcome. But if you can know inside of your heart, inside your mind, that for everything that you face, you will conquer, you will overcome, you will win, you will secure the victory. It is just awesome. I mean, that is the truth of it. That's the way it is. So get that on the inside. One of the things I love about coaching, and especially the different coaching programs we have online that are available to you, is that the repetition of it, getting it inside in all different ways. You know, you hit it from this way, you hit it from this way, you hit it from this way, and get that truth woven into the heart so that it becomes an established belief system, so that it doesn't matter what hits your life. You're going to default. Your default button is success. Your default button is to overcome. Your default button is to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Your default button is to do good and to end up good in everything that you do in life. It's awesome. And this is our portion that we have as believers because of our covenant that we have with God. The definition of success is the favorable or prosperous completion of attempts, projects, or endeavors. So think about that for a moment. The favorable or prosperous completion of attempts, projects, or endeavors. So that means that whatever you put your hand to, whatever project you want to do, whatever new business you want to engage in, no matter what that project is that when you have success on you, when you have success in you, when you are married to the success promises of God, that means that you will have a favorable completion and a prosperous completion to every single thing you put your hand to. Do you believe that? That is what God has promised you. Come on. Take hold of it. Allow it to shift ungodly belief patterns in your life right now. Oh, how I'd love to coach you into your new level of breakthrough. And actually, I can coach all of you. If you know, go to the site, you know, you can get coached actually through the material that we have there. And it's just amazing. And it's priced really well. You know, it's interesting that in the world, there's coaching in the world, executive coaching and that. And oh my gosh, I was amazed at how expensive it is. I mean, anywhere from $500 to $5,000 plus dollars for a simple course. I'm thinking, whoa, just, you know, we've got the handbook. You know, this would be worth, you know, I mean, there's no price tag on it for the amount of wisdom that is in this book. You know, we've got our success manual right here. We can be coached by the Holy Spirit of God into complete success. So I've been excited to pull and extract teachings out of here, put it into our coaching material so that it'll be condensed and be able to put it inside of your spirit so that you can soar in business, in anointing, in relationships, in finance, in everything that you put your hand to, because it's promised to you by God. Okay, second definition of success, the attainment of wealth, position, honors, accomplishments, and fruitfulness. And so this has to do with attaining things. When you have this success factor on you, wealth comes to you. Everything that you put your hand to, it just produces life. It produces help for other people. It produces goodness. You know, it's just the nature of success. It'll give you that. And it'll produce the attainment of position for you as well. You'll always get promoted when you have success on your life. There might be even other people more qualified than you, but you'll get promoted because of the success factor that is on you in God. You'll get honored. You'll be blessed with accomplishments and fruitfulness. That is the definition of success. Now, it is extremely important that you gain what's called the momentum of success. Momentum of success. People that are involved in sports definitely know this, and people that are involved in business know this, is that it's really important to establish success in your life, even if it's small successes. Because one success will bring about your next success. And that next success will bring about the other. It's like the snowball effect. I remember as a young girl living in Canada in the winters, we would get snow sometimes on the West Coast, and it was always awesome. We always enjoyed the snow when it came. And when it would come, we would build these little snowballs, and then we would roll the snowball in more snow, and the snowball would get bigger. It would enlarge. And then I really liked it when we would roll it to the top of a hill, and then we'd all take our snowballs and let it just roll and see which ones would grow the biggest by the time that they hit the bottom of the hill. It's the snowball effect. So the bigger that it got as it collected more snow, the faster it went as well. It gained momentum. That's how it works with success. It's really important that you go after attaining a little bit of success. That's why don't take too big of a vision, because if you get too big of a vision, it might be too big to gain a success in right away. It's better to get a little vision, get a success in that, and get excited about that success, because that success, inside of that success, is your next success. Then you can go the next step, the next step, the next step. I actually watched a woman years ago come out of depression. She was actually suicidal. She wanted to die and take her life and everything. She said, "I'm just good for nothing. I can't do anything. I'm just a failure at everything." I says, "You are not. That's not what God's word says about you." And she hadn't been out of bed. She was just like really depressed. She hadn't washed her dishes for days. And I said, "Do you feel like you could get out of bed right now and successfully go and shower and fix yourself for the day, put some clothes on and put some makeup on, do your hair? Do you think you could successfully do that if you put some energy into it and have the grace of God to do it?" She said, "Well, I'm willing to give that a try." And so I said, "You go do that and call me when you're finished." Do you know that when she did that, within an hour, I got a phone call, and she said, "I did it." And she already actually sounded excited. Now, you might think, well, that's not much of a success. Anybody can get out of bed and have a shower and get dressed and put some makeup on. You know, that's not a big deal. But for her, it was. She had to take that first victory so that she could have other victories that followed. And then after that, she fixed up her kitchen, she made her bed, she did everything. And within that day, she was out of her depression just by getting one little victory after another. It's important to teach your children that too. Teach them to take little victories and cheer them on for it. You know, get excited about those things, because that will be building blocks in their life for a lifestyle of victory in all that they put their hand to do. Well, we're going to take a break right now, because I want you to find out how you can get a gift that I want to give to you.
Do you want to experience success in every area of your life? 10 Keys to Success by certified life coach Patricia King gives you strategies and principles to achieve solid success. Call 866-980-5464 or go online to patriciaking.com today.
In this segment of the program, I want to give you a few keys for success. And of course, in our life coaching courses, and in the book, I have all the keys there that we found in Scripture that will help you. And I want you to have those. But we're going to look at a few of them right now. And the first one is the key of taking inventory of your life. In our life coaching course, I have a segment. It's called Life, L-I-F-E, which is basically to examine every aspect of your life in 12 different areas to see what areas are strong and what areas are weak. Because if you can take an inventory and find out what areas need strengthening, you can put focus into that area and bring it up so that every area of your life, your family, your academic life, your spiritual life, your personal life, your career, every aspect of your life becomes successful. And as you examine these areas of your life, you can, you know, if there's an area that's not successful, you can say, okay, well, what's the block? I mean, I'm created for success. What's the block here? Why is this area of my life not successful? Because God wants you to be successful in every single area of your life. So that's taking inventory. Number two is faith. Now, faith is heaven's currency. See, you're in covenant with God. He already gave you, 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross, he gave you everything that pertains to life and to godliness. He gave you every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It's already been given. All you have to do now is take your faith as you walk with God and you see those promises and pull them into your now through that faith. It says in Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. So when you're in faith, you can, first of all, hear the word of God concerning your success, because it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But you can also see or perceive, because of what God says about you, you can start to see yourself living in success. You can speak success, because faith will always speak the word of God, and the word of God is your success. So your words will create life. We have a book called Decree. I love it because it's full of just decrees of the word of God that just sends out the word. And it says in the Bible, the word doesn't return void, but accomplishes everything it's sent to do. And so that word goes out and starts producing success for you, because that's how faith works. Faith has action in the words that you speak. And of course, you have to act in faith, and it has other aspects too. But faith is the currency that you can buy from God, his promises. So all those promises about fruitfulness, success, all that, connect with that with your faith and say, yeah, I believe I'm successful. I believe I'm blessed. I believe that I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I believe that I'm fruitful in everything I put my hands to do. I believe that everything's going to come up roses for me. I believe everything's going to work together for good. Because you see, you are using your faith to take hold of the promise of God and taking it like this and pulling it into you. That's how faith works. Okay. So the second key is faith. And I'm going through these very, very quickly right now. The third key is core beliefs. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's really important in what you believe inside of your own heart about you and about God. Do you believe rightly about God? For example, do you believe that God always loves to bless and be good? He is a God of goodness. He says goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So he wants to be good to you and he wants to show mercy. And those things are going to follow you all the days of your life. That sounds like success to me. Does that sound like success to you? Because that's what he wants you to believe in the core of your being. So start working on meditating on the Word of God and proclaiming the Word of God and, you know, just exploring the Word of God to see the promises that are yours so that your core gets strong. You know, in a lot of exercise regimes, they'll give you exercise to strengthen your core. Because when your core is strong, when this core in the physical realm is strong, it can support other things that you need to do physically. Well, it's the same in the spirit. If you strengthen your spiritual core by making decrees of the words of God, Word of God, or studying the Word of God, or singing the Word of God, or, you know, praying in tongues, whatever, when you strengthen your core like that, in the truth of God's word, it'll bring about success in your life. Okay, the fourth key is defining your dreams. You see, if your dreams are too nebulous, you know, and say, oh, well, I'd like to be successful, that's a bit nebulous. What does success look like? Define your dream. Have it, you know, really specific so that you can measure it. And Paul J. Meyer, who's a motivational speaker, he said, and I remember this from growing up, my father used to tell me this and I never forgot it. He said, whatever you ardently desire, vividly imagine, and enthusiastically act upon will inevitably come to pass. So that's a quote from Paul J. Meyer that my father taught me when I was just a young girl. And it's so true. Whatever you ardently desire, do you have your desires defined? Vividly imagine, can you see yourself in success? And enthusiastically act upon, put some action to it, says will inevitably come to pass. Well, that sounds like Bible principles, doesn't it? That's what the Bible promises. Because it's important to dream, and it's important to give yourself time to dream in areas that you're not effective yet. I remember a friend of mine who has an amazing healing ministry. Miracle signs and wonders in the area of healing, wasn't always carrying that anointing. But as a young believer, he started to see himself being successful in the area of praying for the sick. And he would spend hours before the Lord praying and just dreaming and letting his imagination see himself on platforms, you know, ministering to people, leading people to Jesus, seeing the sick healed and, you know, blind eyes seeing, deaf ears hearing. And he would just dream big. He would let that cultivate on the inside of him in a very specific area. And it wasn't long before that actually manifests. So in our coaching courses, I usually teach a principle about dreaming, and I break it up like an acronym, D-R-E-A-M. D for define, define your dream, make it specific. Two is relevant, make it relevant so that it's you know, something that you can relate to as you're working through. Determine your expected end for the E. In other words, set a goal for the completion. Make it attainable. You don't want something way out there that you'll never be able to attain within your lifetime. You want something attainable because it'll give you the faith to go to the next project. And measurable, something that you can measure when you see it fulfilled, because all of that will give you the confidence to dream more after that one desire is fulfilled. And then the final one I will cover today is the power of passion and focus. Usually, if you can determine your area of passion, you will determine your area where you will greatly succeed. You know, if you love doing something, you'll be good at it. You know, if you don't like doing something, you won't be good at it. I went into one of our businesses today, and I was looking at a situation where there's some stuff that was really broken down, needed repair, needed things really taken apart and cleaned out and that. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I'm not motivated that way. But, you know, my husband is. Isn't that awesome? And so he loves doing things like that and taking pieces apart and cleaning it up and making broken things work. I would rather just throw the broken thing out and start afresh, you know, because that's the entrepreneur in me. You know, we're all wired differently. How are you wired? What is your passion? Are you a creative person? I know a situation where someone that I know, their father had a business and wanted his son to work in the business. But his son was a sensitive person. He was creative, and he didn't want to go into that field at all. He wanted to go into art design. And his father thought, oh, art design, are you kidding? You want to be an artist? You'll be a starving artist. And he started to proclaim all this horrible stuff over his son because he didn't appreciate the way that he was wired. He was wired with sensitivity and creativity. Finally, the son broke free from the father, left the father's business, and went into his art design business. And he was a tremendous success. And so what is your area of passion? And what is your area of focus? You see, if whatever you focus on, that's what you'll empower. If I can remain focused, I can remain very successful. If I can remain focused, I can be creative. But if I break up my focus into too many different things going on at the same time, I don't do anything well. And so these are some areas that'll help you. These are some keys that'll help you succeed. I hope you found that this was helpful. I want to thank you again for helping us reach the nations with the gospel and with the truth of the word. Thanks for your financial partnership and for being generous to this ministry. We want to be a blessing to you, and we'll see you next time. And remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Do you want to experience success in every area of your life? 10 Keys to Success by Certified Life Coach Patricia King gives you strategies and principles to achieve solid success. Call 866-980-5464 or go online to patriciaking.com today.